Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ascension Magic Radio Show. I'm your host. My name is Ron Ike, and you guys can call me Ronnie. Today is Sunday, March 29th, 2015, and it's the last show of my March healing series. There was a show about chakras, a show about crystals, plants, and fairies, and now this week we're talking about spiritual guides. All of those shows have guided meditations for you, so you can listen to those to help you heal and connect with the angels, connect with God, and your higher self. You can listen to the shows on rebroadcast by going onto my main page of my radio show. It's blogtalkradio.com/ascensionmagic. And they're also available as a podcast on iTunes. Just search for Ascension Magic under podcast, and you can download any episode. Now, if you're new to the show, every Sunday I talk about a different spiritually based topic. And we've had all kinds of topics from sacred geometry, we've talked about fairies, I've talked about angels, I mean, you name it, we've talked about it. Thursdays, you can call into the show to receive angel readings if you want to receive an angel reading with me. I use Doreen Virtue's cards often, and I also use my own intuition. I mean, you can, if you'd like to receive a professional reading, you can visit my website. It's www.ascensionmagic.com. Now, I'm dubbing April's coming up in a few days, Angel and Ascended Master Month, and there's going to be some amazing, wonderful guest speakers coming to speak with us and to share their insights. On April 12th, I'm really excited to have Radley Valentine on my show. Radley Valentine is an internationally recognized speaker. He's co-authored Angel Tarot Cards with Doreen Virtue, the Archangel Power Tarot Cards, Big Book of Angel Tarot, Guardian Angel Cards. And he's just a wonderful, magical being. I'm excited to have him on the show. We're going to be talking with you about manifestation, working with the specialty angels, the romance angels, fairies, genies, unicorns, and to give you some insights on how you can manifest your dreams into reality. That's coming on April 12th. If you follow the show, if you're listening now, click follow, and then that'll keep you posted with the current episodes and new episodes that are coming. On April 19th, I'll be talking with you about the Ascended Masters. The Ascended Masters are... we're going to talk about that today, are enlightened beings. They were once human who ascended into the spiritual plane and are here to assist humanity at this time. On April 26th, I'm having a guest speaker, Mr. Diego Berman. Diego is a certified angel card reader. He's a highly skilled intuitive who works very closely with the archangels. And our show on that day, on the 26th, will all be about introducing you to the different energies of the archangels, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, and so on. So definitely click follow and follow the show and keep up with new episodes that are coming along. Now, today's show is all about spirit guides and ascension. This is sort of the introduction or the kickoff of Angel Month. So today's the big, here's everything you could possibly think of in terms of spirit guides. And then each week in April, breaking it down to a specific topic for you, giving you more detail. So definitely keep up with the April shows. Now, my guest speaker today is Mr. John Magnuson. John is a talented light worker. He's a channel for Archangel Raziel. He's a spiritual teacher. He's a healer. He reads the Akashic Records, and he is a very wise being who has an extensive knowledge about the spirit guides and ascension. And I'm very excited to have him on my show today. John, are you there?
Yep. Hi, Ron.
Hey, welcome to the show. Hello. I'm so happy to have you on today, and I know people listening are excited to have your energy as well. I want to ask you a question. And I know that because we're friends that you channel Archangel Raziel, and if you don't know out there, if you guys listening, he has a YouTube channel where you can go and you can listen to his channels. How do people listening, how do they access that YouTube channel?
Under my name, I think it's just John Magnuson. You put the link up there. It's just John Magnuson.
Okay.
And I don't think there's anyone else named that. I haven't gotten a specific URL yet. I'm still working on that.
I do have a link on the radio page as well. So, yeah, you can definitely check that out on the radio page. But you can listen to all of John's channels for Archangel Raziel. Can you tell our listeners who Archangel Raziel is and a little bit about his energy?
Mm-hmm. So all of the archangels have a different aura color, and Raziel is a rainbow. It's all of the colors. His job, he essentially runs the Akashic Record, and very wise, very knowledgeable. Doreen describes him as looking kind of like Merlin with wings, kind of that old wizard book. That's not how he appears to me, but all of the archangels will appear in a way that you'll understand and get. In the Jewish mysticism, he sits by the throne of God, and so he hears everything. So his name in Hebrew means secret of God or secrets of God, because he's able to hear them all. And he's a wise teacher and is able to teach on many subjects.
Yeah, because when I see Raziel as like this wizard kind of energy, kind of like Doreen Virtue describes him. I see this wizard, magical kind of energy. So it's interesting how you say that we all see the angels and the archangels and the spirit guides in different ways that make sense to us. And we're going to talk about that later on today as well. So I want to ask you, too, when did you know that you could channel Raziel? Like, what was the turning point for you when you could do that?
Well, even before I was awake, there's this book series called The Mortal Instruments. Read the books, don't see the movie. The movie was sad. But the main, like, archangel in the series that created the group, the Shadow Hunters, was Raziel. And I kind of found that interesting. That name kind of rung a bell, but didn't really know what to do with that. Did some Googling. There's not much information out there. And then I had my spiritual awakening, started reading books and whatnot. I got Doreen's Archangels 101. That's good for just all of them. Still not a lot of information. And then I found the Spirit Science YouTube channel, which I really endorse them. They're good. And they had an episode on channeling. And I was like, you know, I think I'm supposed to be doing this. Not sure who. Keep moving forward. And then I had a session with my friend Amira Beth. She's a mermaid healer out in Washington. I think I'll put her link in the below on the page.
That's great.
If anyone wants to check her out. So she was just like, you're supposed to be like bringing your messages. I'm like, yeah, I'm supposed to channel Archangel Raziel. And she's like, I was like, but I'm not sure how to do it. And she's like, I think if you just like surrender to it at some point, it'll just happen. And I think it was about 5 days later, I just sort of started rocking in my chair and recorded myself talking, and that was, I cringe when I look at it.
That's amazing.
Like,
you know, I think it's a good message, too, for us, John, that sometimes, like, we're so afraid of, you know, walking our life purpose and doing what we're supposed to do, and we don't realize that if it's meant to be, it'll just happen naturally anyways for you, and there's nothing to be afraid of. And it's amazing how that just sort of happened for you, and you just had this intuitive knowing. A lot of people, you know, question, well, what's my life purpose? What am I here to do? But there's always signs along the way. There's always things that you're being shown. Just maybe you're not paying attention. So you were paying attention to those signs. You were paying attention to the specific books you were led to read, the people that you were led to talk to, and then it just opened up for you one day because you were in that space. I think there's a quote that says when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And in this case, Raziel appeared for you and is helping you to assist humanity. So I know you mentioned, too, that Raziel had some messages he wanted to share with us today. Would you like to share them with us now?
Yeah, kind of all week he's been, and my angel has been going on about a lot of kind of fear-based agendas are getting kicked up, and people are kind of falling into them because they're not doing the inner work and like inner child work, shadow work, stuff like that, and falling back into old patterns from this life and even older lives. So his message is to just be conscious and step back, because the fear-based agendas, it kind of pulls you in. It's kind of like a drug. You just want more. So he just wants everyone to be conscious of that. And if you know someone who is kind of, I don't want to say falling for it, but, you know, know that everyone is learning and at where they need to be, and just be able to hold space for them.
It's a good message. And I think it's also a reminder that, you know, as light workers, and many of us listening are light workers, it's our job to be at the center of the storm, to be like the eye of the hurricane, and to remain mm-hmm. in our love and our peace and our light so that we can help assist humanity and help them awaken and release the fear that they're feeling from, you know, from their bodies and from the planet. That's why we're here, to be the way showers. I think that when I think of a light worker, I think that's what it means to me. It means a way shower, someone who's showing the way for humanity and bringing all the things that we've learned in all our lifetimes and helping everybody raise their frequency. That's what's called ascension, is raising our vibration.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a wonderful message. Thank you for sharing that. So again, today's topic is about spirit guides and ascension, and we're going to get through many different topics today. And the general flow is we're going to start with the denser guides, such as deceased relatives and pets, and then we're going to work our way up to the more etheric realms. So we're starting off with this deceased relatives. We'll talk about guardian angels, your higher self. Then we're going to get to the more magical elemental kingdom, the ascended masters, and then we have angels and archangels. And if we have time, we might even be talking with you a little bit about extraterrestrials. I know that for some people that's a little woo-woo, but there are, in fact, planetary other beings from other planets that are assisting humanity at this time. And it's important that we expand our horizons, become aware that we're all connected, that this Earth that we think we're just us, that's not all there is. There's so many other planets and existence and realities out there. So we're going to be going through this. Now, if you have a question or if you want to be on the show, if we have time, we can do that later on towards the show. What we'd like you to do is go into the chat room and post your question or comment in there, and we can get you on the show. And we have a lot of information to share with you all. So if we do have time to get to your question, that will be towards the end of the show. So thank you all for listening, and if you're calling in to listen to, I really appreciate that, the support. So, all right, John, you ready to do this?
Yep.
All right. Before we get into all the different spirit guides, I want people to know that you're never alone. We think we're alone, but we're not. And it could be that if you feel like you're alone, it might be that you have a specific contract where you specifically chose to have certain experience as a soul. John, what do you consider to be a soul contract? Can you explain a soul contract to people?
Yeah, it's kind of a big, wide range of what it can be, but essentially it's agreement between you and a group or you and another being, usually for the process of learning or healing, for like lessons we need to learn. We kind of set it up so if mm-hmm. most of the lessons that we need to learn show up in the family monad, like when we're young, but if we don't learn them, then we have people, it's kind of like the deli counter who has the next ticket. It's just like, well, if I don't learn it here, you're going to be my friend or my boyfriend or someone I know, a teacher. And we're going to try to recreate this just so you can learn. That's one version. Other contracts, people have contracts with like the dolphins or the animals, the elements. I know I am going to, in the future, be doing ceremonies for healing of earth, air, water, and fire. So
awesome.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
You can also go into your mission and life purpose. Like, soul mm-hmm. contracts are pretty wide on what they can be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, if you could sum it up, it's basically, like, you know, before you come into existence, you have this idea, this is the kind of life that I want to live. This is the kind of experiences I want, and you set up a contract. You can sort of think of it like a map of your existence. Like, this is my blueprint, my map of where I want to go. And along those lines, you know, I might need assistance here at this point along the way. So you have a contract. You say, okay, at these points in my life, I might need some particular spiritual guides to guide me, because it's going to be really difficult, because Earth can be challenging. You know, especially if you've gone through some abuse, physical, verbal abuse, mental abuse, you know, it's important that you have some support there. And that's why I say that, because we have spiritual guides always available. Now, everybody has at least two guardian angels that are always there. Everybody does. And even if you don't know that they're there, I tell you that they are there. Now, these guardian angels are always with you, and they can never go over your free will, but you do have your soul contract. That's why I wanted to talk about soul contract, because we have this plan of where we want to go. So it's basically about what's in your highest good. And my point, too, is that also sometimes when we think that there's not help given to us, it's because we chose that experience. We've specifically chose to say, you know what, this time around, I want to have the experience of learning my own lessons, no matter how painful this may be, so that I may be self-reliant. And that could be a particular lesson that you might be experiencing if you feel like you don't have any assistance. But that doesn't mean that they're not there. They are still assisting you along the way. Do you agree with that, John?
Yes. And we sign up for a lot of the things in childhood that may have come across as abusive, because if you need a lesson in learning to speak your truth, and things along that line, the mastery level, when you're coming with like the mastery level lives and lessons, you come up with some crazy situations. I know I have to work through.
Yes. Yeah. I completely agree. And it's helpful to know that you're never alone. That's the whole main idea. If you don't get anything from this show, the idea is that you're never alone. You're never alone. You have guardian angels, you have deceased relatives, you have pets. There's always somebody assisting you and watching over you. The only thing that keeps you separated from that and from other human beings is your own thought, creating the thought that you're separate, creating the illusion of separation.
Yeah.
And sometimes we get trapped in that separation, and that's part of why we're here as light workers, to get people to awaken and get them to understand the connection that we have with each other, with the earth, and with other beings out there. We're all connected to God. We're all individual sparks of the divine. And that's beautiful. So, okay, so, yeah, we have soul contracts, and we all have guardian angels. One of the main and basic guides that are always there to assist would be our relatives, whether alive or deceased on the other side. And I think a lot of people oftentimes will sense that they have, you know, like their dead grandmother watching over, or, you know, the dog that has passed over there. They just get this feeling. Some people can actually see it clairvoyantly. Some people are gifted mediums and can actually, you know, see them and communicate with them. I think we all have the ability to do that. But a lot of people out there listening probably want to know, like, well, how can I recognize my deceased relatives, or what can I do to increase my mediumship? What would you have to say about that, John?
Funny that you asked this, because that's not one of my good things. I know that we always have people with us. Actually, I found out yesterday, my one friend who I connect with, Contessa, after her show, she was just like, do you have like a dead aunt and uncle? And I was like, no, I don't think so. But I guess they were people who I never met, that it sort of would be like an aunt and uncle first time removed. It would have been like my grandfather's sister's children. I think we figured out that's what it was. And she's like, yeah, they're with me, and they gave me a message. So I think just open up would be just to ask. Ask just for, like, a clear sign. And then you kind of have to be pretty observant. So.
Yeah, I think that's the key word. You said ask. And that's the same whether it's for you want to call upon angels, you know, extraterrestrials, your pets, whatever you need to ask. And sometimes that doesn't mean that they're not helping you, but when you ask, you open it up to allow them to come forth to bring you some assistance. I oftentimes will feel or see in my mind my grandfather and my grandmother, who are really important teachers in my life, and they come through at times where I feel like I really need some protection. Going through a difficult time, I'll immediately see my grandfather in my head. And sometimes, like, he'll send me, like, he used to really like one particular bird, so I will see the same bird flying around my backyard, and that, to me, that's a sign that he's there. Some people might smell like perfume of a deceased relative, or, you know, you might hear a song on the radio that reminds you of that person at that particular moment. But what all the mediums out there will say, yeah, ask for signs and know that they're helping you. And it's just realizing, too, that we think sometimes that it's the end, that they're not there, but they're always there. They're always watching over us. They're always protecting us, and they're as well as having their own journey. And some people too think that, well, if I ask my dead relatives for assistance, then I'm keeping them from their journey, and that's wrong.
No.
And you know, I think that we're multidimensional beings. We have, you know, we can be in many places at once, and especially when we cross
yep.
over, that denser vibration has lifted away, and we're in a different reality. You know what I mean?
I agree. Yeah, and with
another
the animals,
way too.
I've,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I often hear that people say like they'll appear in animals, their favorite animal. So,
mm-hmm. yeah, I've heard that before too.
Up in your
yeah.
backyard.
Yeah, I have heard that. Like, if you have a pet, that oftentimes the your relative can connect with that pet's energy, and you just get a sense that your pet for that day or that minute or however long it is your relative. That they're just their energy is there with you with that pet. I've had that experience before with my dog. I just had a feeling like it just wasn't quite my dog. It was like some other energy, but it felt familiar. You know, like someone that I knew. So I've had that experience before, for sure. I think another way that they make themselves known to us is in our dreams. They say
mm-hmm.
that if you dream about someone that's crossed over, then they're actually coming to visit you in your dream. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I haven't really ever had that happen, but I could see that. Also, if you're thinking about them, like, a lot, that means they're thinking about you, so that's another way to know they're there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that too. And of course, you can always do some work to open up your psychic senses. We've had a show on here about chakras. If you listen to my show about chakras, it'll help you to open up your energy centers and to try to communicate. You can also ask for assistance. You can call out to God and pray that you can receive a sign, or to open up your intuition so that you can see people who've crossed over, so you can communicate with them. So you can keep that communication going as well. Now we're talking too about pets. Your animals that have been with you can also be spirit guides as well, right, John?
Yep. They can be spirit guides, and sometimes the animals are. Sometimes the elementals will take on
mm-hmm.
Animal lives. So if you can tell. We're kind of getting ahead of ourselves, but if you have
no, it's okay.
like a cat that died and you always get the presence of like a fairy, that might mean that fairy was taking on that animal life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you, also I've done a show before about animal energies, and you can have an animal spirit guide that is not necessarily like wasn't your pet.
Mm-hmm.
You can have the energy of, for example, a deer being with you and protecting you. Deer has the energy of unconditional love, and you can have that particular animal's essence with you, or you can have any animal really, just, and you can have any kind of spirit guide you can name of, you can think of, you can have. People have extraterrestrial spirit guides, animal spirit guides, tree spirit guides, fairy spirit
mm-hmm.
guides, and I know to some of you out there listening, that sounds a little out there, it can. I'm not saying that's you, but for some of people, it's different than what you're used to. But you have to expand your horizon and understand that there's realities that we can't see with our physical eyes, and there's things that we're connected to that we can't necessarily see. Some people even have unicorn guides and dragon guides and wizard guides
mm-hmm.
and all kinds of magical things. We're going to get to that later on in the show. Again, the message of today is that you're never alone. You have so much assistance there with you right now, and you just have to be aware of that. So deceased relative, deceased pets, we're going to work our way up to the more ethereal realms, I guess. I talked at the beginning of the show about guardian angels. I know Doreen Virtue says that everybody has at least two guardian angels. She says that one is like the motivator and the coach that's there to coach you along the way, and the other one is there to comfort you in during times of need. What are your thoughts on that, John?
I've also heard the two where it's one that's just with you for this lifetime, and the other one has been with you for all of your Earth incarnations.
Okay.
I've heard that. I usually say 1 to 3 because I have seen people, and I seem to just have one. Then again, I also have Zio with me all the time, so I don't know if that counts. But I've seen people who have. I usually say 1 to 3.
And then, yeah, later on in the show, John will be guiding us all through a meditation where we can connect with our spirit guides or our guardian angels, hear their names, and understand their energy. So definitely you don't want to miss that. That's going to be towards the end of the show. But, yeah, I it's kind of hard to say for me, like, how many guardian angels you have. I mean, I know that we do have guardian angels. Everybody's different. It would depend, again, on your soul contract, like we talked about. What is your particular soul contract? What are you agreeing to, and how difficult is your particular incarnation so that you might need more assistance to get you through some of these difficult challenges that you're facing? So it's all about your soul contract, and there's many people that you can find on the internet that can help you find out your soul contract. But of course, you can always call upon the archangels, which we're going to get to later on, especially Archangel Michael, who knows everyone's life purpose and can help us to understand that and take action steps towards living our life purpose. So we'll talk about the archangels later on in the show. So, okay, so we talked about deceased relatives, deceased pets, guardian angels. What are your thoughts about the higher self, or some people call it the oversoul? What are your thoughts on that?
My thought is that the higher self exists in the highest dimension and would be what we would call God, or some people call it Source. It would be that sort of portion of us. And since it can't, all of it can't go into our bodies yet, we're working towards that. It kind of has to spread out, and that would be the oversoul. It sort of would be like spreading out or fanning out through all our incarnations, whether earthly or in any of the other ethereal realms. So that's how I see it.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. I see the higher self. I mean, even the word gives it away. When you think of higher, you think of the ultimate, highest part of yourself, and that's really what it is. And we really have to be careful when we say lower and higher, because everything is relative. I mean, it's all about what we're experiencing, because we're always connected to it. But in the sense of what this reality is, we do have like what's called like our lower, denser part of us, which is the more denser physical. And then we have the higher, more ethereal part. And you could think of that as being, like John said, the closest connection you have to God. And I think of the higher self as being like every experience you've ever had, every lifetime, every existence, every possible part of you, the wisest part of you is there. And from that higher self, you kind of branch out into these individual experiences. You know, you might think of it as like a past life and a future life, but all connected to that oversoul, higher self of you. And I wanted to bring this up because you can connect with your higher self at any time. It's just about opening up and raising your vibrations so that you can become aware of it. And when you get to that place, you realize that all these things that you thought were bad and wrong and are all just experiences that your particular higher self wished to experience so that you can evolve as a soul. And at any moment in time, you can call upon your higher self. Some people say your higher self has a name. Do you believe that, John? You think that your higher self has a name?
Mine gave me a name, although the way it sounded was more like sort of tones, because in a lot of mythology around the world, people, like, things are created by making noise. I forget. There's a Greek myth where some guy builds a city by, like, singing. And in the Sefer Yetzirah, that's a Hebrew book that's not in the Bible, the Book of Formation, it says God just made all these noises. He takes the letters and, like, rearranges them to make everything. So mine gave me a name, but it was, like, more kind of sounded tone, like a tone in musical-like. So I can see that.
Yeah, it kind of makes you realize, too, that you know, there's different languages. Like there's a language of light too that the angels and some of the higher beings speak. That even though our three-dimensional self can't understand it, but our higher self may. And if we're in a certain state of mind, we can connect with that. It's really interesting. I know a lot of people, we always hear about, especially on the road to ascension, connecting with our higher self, connecting with our higher self.
Yeah.
The higher self is wonderful because it's the part of you. There's nothing outside of you. So you can really begin to work with that part of you and ask it to assist you. You just need to call out, you know, and really be clear with your intention. Everything's about your intention and what you're choosing to do. And if your heart is pure and you're really connected to that, it will reach out to you because it is you, and connect with you and help you and assist you on your journey. And what could be better than that? Especially when it comes from yourself, right?
Yeah, because that's where humans are going. Our bodies are going to be just a pure conduit for the highest realm, source, God. That's what we're going to be.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's what ascension's all about, is going through this process and reconnecting with our light body and our higher self and maintaining our connection to that at all moments in time. So we don't longer have to go through these lower vibrations. We'll already be connected to that higher part of ourself and creating from that part of ourselves. And imagine how beautiful that would be. We wouldn't have to have any of these, you know, battles and violence and war and all these different, well, we really don't need that now, but some people are trapped into this karmic cycle, and that's why we're here, is to try to lift them out of that cycle. And that's a topic for a whole nother day.
Yeah, I was like that's what I created.
I could go off on all these tangents for sure. Yeah, definitely. I mean, so we're working our way up. So that's a higher self. Now we're working our way up to the more denser, I mean, not denser, more ethereal vibrations. I want to talk about the more magical beings that exist, such as, you know, fairies and mermaids and unicorns and sprites and genies and everything along those lines. Some people refer to it as the elemental kingdom. But let's have a conversation about that.
Oh, the elementals?
Yeah, or just some of the more magical beings that are out there to assist us, that we can call upon, or that some of us even already have spirit guides that we don't even really are aware of. Some of us might even have fairy spirit guides or mermaid spirit guides, or you might even be a mermaid or a fairy or a unicorn, and we're just maybe not quite aware of that.
Yeah, so the elemental realm, what they do is they make things, and this goes all the way down from like pebbles to planets and universes. We usually associate them with nature because that's what they made here. And they are amazing manifestors. So if you need help manifesting something, you can call out to them for help, because what brings them happiness and joy is to make new things and manifest. So they're really good with that.
Yeah, I know Doreen Virtue, it really connects with the fairies and has lots of books out there. Fairies 101, and she has the tarot, the oracle decks, Healing with the Fairies. And I use those many times, but if you need help and assistance in manifesting or even just bringing some joy into your life, the fairies are amazing to call upon. But there's other magical beings besides fairies as well. Unicorns, too. I've read a lot of things about unicorns. They say that unicorns at one time existed on the same plane as humans, but were hunted because of their horns, which were believed to have magical powers, and therefore they change their vibration to be off on a different frequency. So only those people who really are connected and believe and have pure hearts are able to connect with them. But I think that the energy is shifting as we're raising our vibration and we're reconnecting with that magical reality and bringing the unicorns back. You see a lot more stuff about unicorns these days than you ever have. I mean, I do. People are writing books, drawing
general,
pictures.
The whole elemental realm is kind of making a comeback, which is good because a part of what helps, gives them energy to help the environment is belief in them. So that's why, like, Scotland and Ireland are just beautiful, lush, and green, because people still believe in, like, the fairies and the elves and still give them energy.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. It's just about like when you go out in nature, you can, if you meditate out in nature specifically, you can just in your heart call out to the elemental kingdom. Or if you're near water, you can call out to the mermaids, or you can call upon gnomes and genies and sprites, and there's all kinds of magical beings out there. And one of the ascended beings that we're going to talk about in just a few moments is, of course, Merlin. And Merlin is like this wizard energy. And even though he's not necessarily elemental, he works really closely with all these magical beings and is like a bridge, basically, between the elemental and the denser world that we live in.
So. Yep. And Maeve is too. Do you know Maeve?
Maeve? How do you spell Maeve?
Oh, I think it's M-A-E-V-E, although
okay.
It might be E-A-V-E. She's a Celtic goddess and is one of the queens of the fairies. When you start interacting with the elemental realm, this is just like a note. There's like a lot of royal house, what they call the royal households. So there's like a lot of fairy kings and queens. I think it's funny.
so they really have like a whole hierarchy, it seems like.
And not exactly how we would see it, but like,
I get what you mean.
When we think of king and queen here, we think of medieval period where like really rich and really poor. It's more of like who talks to who, because another way that God receives all the information and learning from all the realms is it goes in through our connection, but also like who's talking to who, and there's like a whole chain that goes all the way up through the elemental, through the angelic, and back to God.
I see what you mean. I see what you mean. Yeah.
It's just more ways to get information and learn.
Yeah. I've been told that I have a unicorn that's always with me that's trying to help me open up my clairvoyance. And I've had an experience where, when I was really meditating and really working on my intuition and trying to open up my third eye, that I could actually see this unicorn, like, by my side. And it was just, it's just the most amazing thing when you can, and like you said, it's about believing. Because it's like immediately your mind kicks in and your mind's like, oh, no, that's not real. And then poof, and then it shuts off. But the more that you believe, the more that you start to have these experiences and the more that they will come to you because you're open to that higher vibration. And it's really about raising your vibration too. I think that some of the chemicals that we put into our bodies can lower our vibrations, like some of the foods that we eat. A lot of the thoughts that we think too, like Star Wars, you know, you got the light force and the dark force, you know, anger and aggression and all these lower kind of vibrations really can stop us from vibrating at a faster pace. So it makes it more difficult to see those beings. Do you agree with that?
Yes. Although some of us are clearing thoughts out of the collective. So if you have one bad thought, don't freak out.
It's true. And it's really just about being aware of it. I think for me, like, the thing I struggle with, sometimes, like, I'll be driving in my car, and I'm a really safe driver. Like, I drive pretty safe. And, like, everyone around me always seem to be in such a hurry and rushing and cutting me off, and I'm constantly having to get to my center to not have to go fall into their vibration. And it's like flipping a switch in my mind. Instead of, like, immediately going down the road where I'll, like, snap and go at them, flip the switch, turn on the light, and send them light.
Yes.
But it's I find it interesting, like, how many people are so aggressive on the road and driving. Like, I don't know what's going on with that. But, it's funny because you'll go down a few stoplights, and there's that same person that passed you, like, 10 minutes ago. You're like, oh, hey, how's it going? Yeah. It's like you're in such a hurry for nothing, you know. It's like... But, like, my point is, like, you know, you have to kind of catch yourself. And then once you see yourself being in that state where you're about to go down, I'm going to say, like, a lower vibration, just stop and then peacefully let it pass through you. And be like, okay, I'm going to choose a different thought. It's called metacognition. That's what it's really called. It's thinking about what you're thinking about. It's catching yourself before you go down the deep end.
Mm-hmm.
When you raise your vibration, that's where I was talking about, you can actually connect more easily with these beings, these magical beings that are out there. And I always talk about Doreen Virtue because she's one of my my role models and a teacher for me. And she has a book called Earth Angel Realms. And in her mind,
yeah.
if you are here as a light worker, you may be what's called an earth angel. An earth angel is someone who is those magical beings incarnated into this reality. So you are a physical fairy or like a physical mermaid or a physical leprechaun. And these people have not had many lifetimes on planet Earth. Maybe they have, but as a human anyways. And they're bringing forth the magical energy from their realm into the Earth realm. And I think that a lot of us, even those of us listening, are connected to different realms. We just aren't aware of that. And maybe as we get later on in the show and John does a meditation, you can ask and you can open up and see what comes through for you. I think that would be an exciting thing for you to find out. And I'd love to hear what comes forth on your meditations too. You can check out the Facebook page, Ascension Magic. Just go on Facebook and let us know what comes forth after the meditation. So do you think we covered everything, John, for the magical ethereal kingdom? Why is that so hard for me to say?
Yep, I think we did. And on the Earth Angel Realms, on my Etsy shop, I am a Doreen certified realm reader. So the best way I can describe it is I can see what you are. Like after I turn this on, everyone looks like where they're from. That's the best way I can describe it. So I can give you some help on figuring that out and who to connect with to feel more connected.
Very cool.
If you're here and you don't exactly know where you're from, it can be very lonely and confusing. I've been on Earth for a very long time, but like the energy recently has been a bit crazy.
Yes.
So do you love to reach out to me there through the Etsy shop? The link's on the page. I'd love to do that for you.
Perfect. Yeah. I've come to find out for my listeners listening, I am an incarnated elemental. I have elemental energy. I'm also have what's called the Wise One energy, which is like wizard type of energy. But I'm also connected to different star realms out there, so different planets. So kind of like a little mix of everything. That's my particular incarnation. But some people, you can look at them and you can just say, oh my gosh, this is like I'm talking to a leprechaun. Like they look exactly like a leprechaun.
Yeah.
They act like a leprechaun or whatever the energy is, you know, like cherubs, for example. You can look at someone who's an incarnated cherub and know, oh my gosh, you're such an angel. Like I can see it. I can feel it. Like it's just your eyes, everything about it. And it's amazing. I actually signed up for the Realm Reader course as well. I just never got to finishing it. So maybe you're my motivation to finish the course.
Mm-hmm.
Add that to my repertoire of things that I can do. So very cool. That's really exciting that you can do that. So if you missed that, John is what's called a certified Realm Reader, and he can read your realm, what realm you may be connected with. So that's going to be on the radio page as well. So okay, so we're moving up from the denser to the more ethereal. I'm getting better at saying that word now. I want to talk about what's called the Ascended Masters. And the Ascended Masters are beings who have been on Earth at some particular point in time, but have raised their vibration to a very, very high place. They have done work through their own inner work, and their vibration is so high, and they are here right now assisting humanity. There's more Ascended Masters than we've ever had because our planet is going through a major transformation right now. This is the most important time mm-hmm. of our history as far as what we're doing, and we need this help to come forth. One of the most famous Ascended Masters would be Jesus, of course, but you know there's Buddha and Moses and Merlin. One of the ones I really wanted to focus on for today would be Saint Germain.
Yeah.
Can you tell everybody a little bit about Saint Germain, John, and who Saint Germain is?
So, well, first I'll give just a general overview of the Ascended Masters. They mm-hmm. had human lives and became ascended. Most of them ascended outside of the body. That means they died and obtained their ascension in the afterlife. What we're doing right now is ascension in the body. And a good majority of them were ascended back in Lemuria and Atlantis, and how they manifested to help humanity is they're like the gods of the ancient religions. So Egyptian, Greek, Celtic, Nordic, most of the Hindu gods, I'm pretty sure, are ascended masters. And they each have their own specialties. So if you've always been interested in a certain type of mythology, it might be worth looking into. And some of the more, I call them the more modern ones, are people who've gone through a few different incarnations. So Saint Germain, he was Joseph, Mary's husband. That's one of his famous incarnations, and you can look up where they've been through. But Saint Germain, he's a Chohan, which pretty much means he's one of the top people working in the seventh ray, which is the violet energy. He brings the violet ray and the violet flame, and that transmutes the dark back into the light, because the dark and the light are really the same. They're just experiencing and looking at different things. But
right.
The way our planet and galaxy and universe is, we're turning back. Like, we've experienced everything enough. The game's almost over is what I'm trying to say. We're going back to where we were, and we went down to explore for a reason. There was purpose behind it. I know sometimes it doesn't always seem like it, but there is a divine plan. So Saint Germain, he usually appears as blonde. Sometimes he has a mustache. He really doesn't have, like, in the pictures he'll have like the curly mustache. Usually it doesn't always appear that, like, for me. Usually some sort of purple attire, because he is of the violet ray. And he is just really, really funny and playful and has a good sense of humor. I think he might have a connection to the elemental realm, too. He's pretty funny. And he knows how to bring joy and happiness.
That's great. The reason I bring up Saint Germain for my listeners out there is because some of you may have noticed on my Facebook page I put a violet flame meditation. And this is what John was talking about. The violet flame is a fancy term for, like, a violet color, that, like, aura, if you want to think of it, that washes through your entire body. And the violet color transmutes. It takes lower energies and it transmutes them into higher vibrations. And you can let it come into every cell and being, every part of your entire body, and it'll transmute it into a higher vibration so that you can move forward with your life. And Saint Germain is known in a lot of metaphysical circles as the keeper of the violet flame. Now, that, of course, you don't need to call upon Saint Germain for the violet flame, but many, many metaphysical people will attest to the fact that that is his role in assisting humanity at this time, is to bring forth that violet flame to help you. And you can go on YouTube. You could find all kinds of violet flame meditations. You can buy books on it. And all you really need to do is really have a clear intention in your heart, and you can reach out to Saint Germain. And, you know, just say, Saint Germain, my heart is open and pure, and I ask for the violet flame to come forth and to transmute anything that is not in my highest good that I'm ready to release. And you have to really be ready for it. Like, you have to be in a space, just like healing somebody. You can't heal somebody that's not open to be healing. So if you're open and you're really ready to let it go, it'll be transmuted from you. And Saint Germain oftentimes, too, is associated with Mount Shasta. I live near Mount Shasta. And they say that he spends a lot of time there. They say Mount Shasta, too, is a portal for a city of light that is like Earth's, like, if you want to think of it, like a council of beings that all sit up there on this, like, almost like heaven, sort of, or like maybe like Mount Olympus would be a better way to describe it. But it's like this ethereal city of light that has all these ascended beings that are there helping humanity, bringing forth down by their vibrations into this world to assist us. So, I mean, you can look that up on the internet, but I brought up Saint Germain because the violet flame will help many of us right now. And Saint Germain is just one of many ascended masters. Of course, Jesus, I've talked about Jesus, Buddha, Kuan Yin is one as well. Kuan Yin is associated, you know, with like Oriental cultures and so on, but she brings compassion to us. And Mother Mary as well. Mother Mary is always assisting humanity. Mother Mary is an ascended master as well. There's so many different ascended masters that you can look up, and you can call upon them at any moment in time. Another one, too, is Serapis Bay. Have you heard about Serapis Bay, John?
Yeah, I'm just used to calling him Serapis, but that's just my Egyptian past life. I don't think I ever worked in his temple, but I do know him. I connect a lot with El Moria. I found out
okay,
how to say
yeah,
it correctly. Yeah, I've always said Moria, but apparently it's Moya. Because he was Abraham. He was Father Abraham. Didn't meet him then, but I know I was at Avalon when Camelot was happening, and he was King Arthur. I also knew him as Thomas More, because I had the great job of being in the court of King Henry VIII, unfortunately.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, that's interesting. Maybe we should have
you
on the show later on, like in the future, and do like a past life thing. That would be fun to have you do. Like, do you do past life readings for people?
I can kind of tell, as in, like, I can tell where your what you need to work on is, but it's like, and I can kind of see where people have been, but, like, not, like, regression. I might. I don't know.
I got you.
I'm still figuring out all of what I'm going to do.
Okay, well, just something to think about. So if you're interested in hearing more about Ascended Masters, I'm going to have an entire show on April 19th all about Ascended Masters, and I'll be going in much more in depth about the different Ascended Masters, what their roles are, who you can call on, their energies, their colors, and you name it. There's going to be an entire show. Today's episode, if you missed it, is just doing an intro into the different types of guides that are out there. And then through April, each week, we're going to focus on a particular aspect of today's show. So, again, April 19th for Ascended Masters. And again, Ascended Masters is someone who has walked the earth at one particular moment in time, but their vibration is ascended up, and they're helping humanity, helping us to raise our vibration. You can Google Ascended Masters if you want to find out more about the different types. I know Doreen Virtue has an entire book she wrote about it called Archangels and Ascended Masters. She has a oracle deck about the different Ascended Masters to get you to help you become familiar with them, with their energies. And I use it very often. I even use it on my Facebook page when I do readings for people. So definitely check that out. All right. So, John, I want to ask you a question, though. Do you believe, I want to hear your thoughts. Can a person become an Ascended Master? Like someone in this reality right now, can we become Ascended Masters? What do you think?
Yes. It is just a process, and you have to work at it. It can be kind of long. And that's really where all of us are going to be going. Is we're all going to be Ascended Masters.
So think like one of the main purposes of our existence on Earth right now is for us to have these lessons that we can become Ascended Masters in our own way, perhaps, or maybe just... Mm-hmm.
That was the true intent of the divine human, was just you have a body that is a conduit and has access to all 12 of the dimensions. So that's originally what was supposed to happen, but we took a detour, as I said before, had purpose. There was a point to it. And now we're going back to what we were originally supposed to do. What the other Ascended Masters have done so far is they figured it out. And used to be few and far in between. You're starting to see a lot more people now who are stepping into their mastery. And they're not always necessary people that you would associate with spirituality or being like us and talking about all these things. So that's it's interesting to see that.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I think we're all masters. It's just remembering that we are, you know, and that's one of the primary purposes. I feel like that's why Jesus has spent so much time in the past 2,000 years is helping us to open up our heart chakras to connect. Because Jesus has even said, all that I can do, you shall do as well. And one of Jesus's purposes, yeah, and more, is to help us to connect with that divinity and to work with us. So working with Jesus in that way can really help you to remember your own mastery. And Merlin is a good one, too. Merlin is really we're connected with that magical part. I mean, you can call upon any of the Ascended Masters, but they worked and they know what it takes to connect with that high vibration, and they can help you to connect with your part. But you have to be willing, and you have to let go of what doesn't serve you. And it's just being open, saying, you know, I'm ready for this next step. Like I said at the beginning of the show, when the student's ready, the teacher will appear. And sometimes you don't even have to ask for an Ascended Master. An Ascended Master will come to you because your soul's contract and where you are in your evolution, they come to you to assist you. So we can talk about that too when we do our meditation. Pay attention to what comes through in that meditation, and hope maybe an ascended master will come forth, and maybe the ascended master is one of your spirit guides. So that would be interesting.
And they are just really interesting beings in general because, well, first of all, you brought up Merlin, and Merlin is actually an incarnation of Thoth, and Thoth is also Hermes Trismegistus, who gives us the hermetic laws. So it's interesting that some of them do have multiple incarnations that ascended that are slightly different. And a lot of them are bringing a consciousness back, and it's spread out. So one of the things you hear Christ consciousness a lot, and I think what's left out is that, like, Jesus and Mary Magdalene have taken their consciousness and sort of spread it out amongst a lot of people on Earth. It's funny because if people have been calling for Jesus to come back, it's like, well, didn't hear me the first time. Let's bring that out to people talking about love.
Exactly. That's funny. Yeah, that's true. And that you bring up a good point. A lot of people are saying, well, once this happens, then we'll be once Jesus comes back, then everything will be great. Or once I get this new job, or once I get this new house, or whatever. And, you know, like, it's everything's happening simultaneously right now. And it's where do you want to focus your attention on? If you really want to focus our attention on the highest thing, the highest vibration of the highest part of ourself, that's what will manifest. But we're stuck because, in a way, we have our own individual consciousness, but we have collective consciousness. So the thing that's going to really change the planet is when enough of us believe and have these thoughts about what the type of planet we would like to have, that's when we're really going to see a shift. And the tide is almost there. It's almost turned to where enough of us believe that. But it's about changing that collective consciousness, really, and getting it's called a mastermind. That's what I call it, a mastermind, and getting all of us on the same vibration to believe and agree upon the same thing. But that's what's happening now, is that we're realizing that despite our differences, we are all one. We're all connected. There's no separation. And even though you might believe a different thing religiously, at the core of ourselves, there's just pure love, and we're all connected as one. And that is really what's going to change the evolution of the planet, that unity consciousness. And that's often sometimes called Christ consciousness, as you mentioned. So, yeah, thank you for bringing that up. That's a great point, John. So thank you. All right, so let's move our way up. So we're going up to the more and more higher vibrations. We want to talk about angels and archangels. Now, for the most part, angels and archangels have never incarnated as humans. There's a few exceptions to that, but angels are at a very high vibration, and they have never walked the earthly plane at all. And the word angel means messengers of God, and it's the same word in lots of other cultures, lots of languages. It means the same thing. It's messengers of God, and it's their highest joy to assist humanity and to help us raise our vibration and to remember our divinity with God. What are your thoughts on angels, John?
Well, it's funny. They've liked this for a very long time, especially during Atlantis, and to the point now that we have humans that are angels and angels that are humans. They just really, really like us. And as you said, most of them haven't had an incarnation. But a lot of them do it. Like, it may not seem like it, but Earth is like their vacation cruise where they can learn. Doesn't always seem like it here, but
yeah,
for them to learn and experience something different and bring them to newer levels of compassion and understanding. So they're lovely beings who are really in all religions. They're not called angels all the time. But if you look, they do show up in all of the religions.
Yes. Yeah, and we talked about at the beginning of the show, everybody has at least two guardian angels who are there to assist you. But there are angels, there's all kinds of teams of angels that are there to assist with romance and abundance and health and all these different things. It's their joy. All we need to do is open and ask for assistance. Now, that doesn't mean that they can supersede our free will. We have free will, But when you open and ask, they're more than happy to assist because they're just pure sparks of God consciousness. And God is pure love, and angels are pure love. And we are pure love, and it's their joy to help us remember that. So, angels are just, they're messengers of God. You can call upon angels. Some people say, well, you can't call upon angels. They're only there when they want to step in and help. And, you know, it's whatever you believe to be true is what will be your reality. It's the concept of the law of attraction. If you believe something to be true, then that is what will become manifest for you. And that's not saying what you believe is wrong. It's just saying that if you believe that, you know, angels aren't there to help, then that's what you will experience in this reality. But that doesn't change the fact that they are there. They're always available for you to help. And I want to share the story with everybody because for the longest time, like, I never really believed in angels. I never thought that they were there to assist. I really didn't. And I started having, people started telling me to believe. I started seeing it, believe. And I started opening myself and asking for assistance. And what I found was that when I opened up and asked and started asking for help, that things would start to happen for me. And it was easier for me. It's like you have the free will. If you want to do everything by yourself and carry the burden, that's your choice to do that. But when you open up and you ask for assistance, you start to see the change in your life. And when I started to believe and started to ask for assistance and get out of the way of myself, things started happening for me much faster and easier than it could have ever happened for me. And it's my desire of my soul for you to experience the same. There's no harm in asking for assistance. Some people are scared to ask for help. There's no harm in asking for help. Just open up your heart and know that there's all this help out there. We have all this help we're telling you about. Deceased relatives and pets and elementals and guardian angels, ascended masters, angels, you name it. It's all there for you. Just don't be scared to ask. You will receive the help when you ask. You just have to kind of get out of the way and don't think about how it's going to happen. That gets people in trouble. It's like, well, God, you know, help me out with this particular situation, but make it happen like this. Like, well, it doesn't quite work like that. I mean, the answer to your prayer can come in any ways. It's just being open with a pure heart and intention. And that's what I'm trying to share with you guys, is have that pure intention. Now, let's talk to John about the archangels. What's the difference between an archangel and just an angel by itself?
Archangels they have different jobs and they look over certain groups of angels that do stuff. They're like the team captains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of people describe them as like being the supervisors in a way of all the angels. And it's kind of how I've heard them be described, like the leaders of the angelic kingdom, I guess.
Yes.
It's kind of how I
see
it.
They have different roles and different jobs, although I find them not to be as compartmentalized as some people do it. Just like Zed Kale only does friendship, studying, and works with the Violet Flame. Oh, yeah. Archangel Zed Kale works with the Violet Flame, too. I found that out recently.
Interesting.
You know, like Michael does protection. So I find they can kind of all do the different jobs. It's just there's ones that they specialize more in.
Right. I agree with you. What he's talking about, and we're going to have a show on April 26th all about the different archangels. And my guest speaker will be Diego Berman, and we'll be going in more depth about the different energies of the archangels. What John's saying is that some people describe and say this particular archangel is associated with healing, for example. But that doesn't mean that just that archangel has healing properties. Maybe that's that angel's specialty, but that's not the only one you can call upon. And that's kind of what he's saying. Now, there's four main archangels in almost every religion. There's Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Gabriel, and Archangel Uriel. Those are the main four ones. But, you know, if you read some of the different texts out there, you can actually, there's actually a lot more than what's the main ones. And I'm going to kind of read you off. I'm getting this from Doreen Virtue's Archangels and Ascended Masters book. She says there's 15 archangels. And I'll read you their names in alphabetical order. So we have Archangel Ariel, Archangel Azrael, Archangel Shamuel, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Haniel, Archangel Jeremiah, Archangel Jophiel, Archangel Metatron, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raguel, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Raziel, Archangel Sandalphon, Archangel Uriel, and Archangel Zadkiel. Now, don't get overwhelmed with that because you're like thinking, oh, how the heck am I going to remember all these different names? If the name is, yeah, that's great, but it's the intention. If you ask for healing, you're going to get an angel assigned to you that has healing properties, whoever it is. So knowing the name, that can create a personal relationship for you, but it's not necessary. It's about your intention. Don't you agree with that, John?
Yeah, you can call out and just be like, we're going on a plane trip. I need the angels of flying on airplanes. And they'll be there. You don't have to know their
name.
You just have to ask.
Yeah, it's just about opening up and asking. Just like I said, you're never alone. Let's talk about the main ones, the main archangels. Especially, I want to talk about Archangel Michael at this point in time, because Archangel Michael is working with a lot of us. What do you know about Archangel Michael?
He is usually associated with protection. Has a kind of royal blue to purple aura color. He's the one with the sword. Usually shown as sort of not bulkier, a more muscular. The classic way the Catholic Church shows him, he's standing on top of Satan when Satan
right.
gets kicked to heaven. Yeah, he's good for protection. He kind of nudges me. That's what he does for me. I kind of feel him kind of like being back to me and sort of pushing me.
A lot of people feel like really warm too when he comes near them. They get like a hot sensation that can happen sometimes when Archangel Michael's near you.
Yeah, he's associated with fire, and in certain magical practices, when you call the quarters, he's south for fire.
Okay.
He's at that watchtower.
Got you. Yeah, Archangel Michael also can help you with motivation, can help. He has a sword of light that he carries around, and the sword of light can cut anything that's fear-based, that might be keeping you back, and anything that's stopping you from living your life purpose and what you're here to do. So Archangel Michael is working with many of our light workers right now and helping you to remember your assignment, why you are here, why you incarnated. So you can call upon Archangel Michael, and you can actually ask a particular archangel to be with you, like not just temporarily, but you can ask them to permanently be there. The archangels have a special energy is that they can be many places at once. They're very multidimensional. So Archangel Michael can be with everybody at the same time. So he can stay with you as long as you like, just as much as he's with me and John and everybody else. That's what makes them so amazing, is that they're everywhere. What's that called? Omnipresent, everywhere at once. So Michael can be with everybody. So you don't have to worry or feel like, oh, I'm bothering Archangel Michael, or, you know, I shouldn't be asking for help, because that's what their purpose is, to assist you and to help you to be more like them and to raise your vibration.
Yeah, that's
Michael
the job
is
of all the angels, really.
Exactly.
Be helpful.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that's Archangel Michael. Another one I want to talk about is Archangel Raphael. And I love Archangel Raphael. Archangel Raphael works very closely with me. If you're a healer or if you're in the healing profession, Archangel Raphael is no doubtedly near you. And when you work with Archangel Raphael, you'll see this emerald green energy. And sometimes, like, if you have a green aura too, that means that you're a healer. And you oftentimes probably work with Raphael. But Raphael he's just a healer. And works not just healing physical health, but healing relationships and any type of healing, healing the planet, anything that has to do with healing is Archangel Raphael. And you can call upon Archangel Raphael just like you call upon Archangel Michael to assist you as well. Let's talk about Archangel Metatron. What do you know about Metatron, John?
He was the prophet Enoch, and he didn't ascend. The word is translated when you go straight from being a human to an angel or archangel. It's called translation. And he, in Kabbalah, is at the top of the tree of life, and he is like, you know how we said that the archangels are all the team leaders of the angels? He's the head archangel.
Okay, so Metatron's like the chief one. Interesting. Yeah, and I like Metatron too, because Metatron's really associated right now with all these, with the Indigo kids, Indigo children who have like an important purpose in healing the planet. But Metatron's also like Raziel, interested in the deeper mysteries of the universe. So from sacred geometry, if you listen to my show about sacred geometry, there's such a thing called Metatron's cube. And Metatron's cube contains all the main platonic solids, which are the blueprint of the entire universe. So Metatron has a really powerful vibration, and Metatron can help you, like Raphael, to heal your chakras, but on a different way, to heal your energy centers, to help you to ascend, to help you to connect on a deeper esoteric level. And Metatron's working with many of us right now that are listening. I can sense that, especially the Indigo kids who have, like I said, an important purpose. So you can call upon Metatron. Two more I want to talk about, and again, there's going to be another show about these. Archangel Gabriel is an angel who is the messenger who can help you to communicate to, if you're a writer or if you're an, you know, like a speaker or anything along those lines. Gabriel can give you the courage to do that. And Archangel Jophiel, J-O-P-H-I-E-L, and Jophiel's energy is really about helping you to love yourself. And Jophiel's name is the beauty of God, and giving you beauty and helping you see the beauty in the world. And we could certainly use some of that right now when we see some of the horrible things that are happening. And sometimes some of the ways we think about ourselves, we struggle a lot of times in this human existence in loving ourselves. And Jophiel can be with you if you just ask and help you to love yourself. And Jophiel has this pink energy. When I see Jophiel, I get like this pink energy, like unconditional love. Have you worked with Jophiel?
Not really. I call on her during tests to just help me keep my thoughts going good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, not usually.
Okay. I oftentimes call upon Archangel Jophiel, and what I say is, Archangel Jophiel, please be near me and help me to have compassion and love for myself and to see myself the way that God does, which is through the eyes of love, and to help me vibrate at a place where this love can be shown to everyone, and just opening up your heart to that beauty and that love that's around. So there's many other archangels as well, and on, again, April 26th, what I said, we're going to be doing a whole show about them and giving you ways to connect with them, and it's going to be great, and maybe we'll even take some callers and do some readings for you on that day as well. So I'm looking forward to that. So, John, before we get to your meditation, did you want to talk briefly about some of the other cultures that are out there in the universe, like extraterrestrial type of energy, or do you want to move into your meditation?
We can talk about extraterrestrials, but then before my meditation, can we take a bathroom break?
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, why don't you go ahead and take a quick bathroom break, and and I could just sum up this and just come on back. We're going to end the show with a meditation. It's about a, 5 to 10 minute meditation. But one of the things that I put on the agenda that we were going to talk about was extraterrestrials. Now, again, I said this can be somewhat out there for some people, but they're just like, there's ascended masters and there's angels guiding us and watching over humanity right now. There are beings from other star systems and galaxies that are invested in Earth's ascension, because everything is connected, you see? And during the times of Atlantis and Lemuria and so on, Earth experienced some destructive events. And when those happen, the destruction reverberates out into the entire fabric of existence, and it affects everyone around, other planets, other star systems. So it's important that Earth maintains a positive ascension and doesn't repeat some of the destructive patterns we have in the past, so that the rest of the universe doesn't have to suffer these reverberations out. If you could think of it like, let's say, like the neighboring town you live in has a major gang problem or a violence problem. And let's say that your community isn't like that. Are you going to feel that? Are you going to sense that every time you drive past that community? Of course you are. You're going to feel that violence, and you're going to maybe not be afraid of it, but you're going to be wary of it because it's right next to you. So it's definitely affecting you, just like Earth's vibrations can affect the rest of the universe in the same way. Now, there's some different theories out there you can read up upon. Like, you know, they say that some of our physical reality was seeded by extraterrestrials. Now, that's a whole other topic for a whole other day. But my intention is just to tell you that there are many beings out there that are assisting you. And some of you might even have extraterrestrial spirit guides that you may not know about. Some of the major cultures that are close to us are the Pleiadians, is one. There's also the Andromedans, the Arcturians, and the Hathors. And each one of them brings a specific vibration to the Earth. Some of them are incarnated already right now living on this planet, but there's some other ones that are ethereal, watching over the planet, helping us, like giving us positive energy to assist us. Now, on the flip side of the coin, there are also some not-so-good extraterrestrials out there that haven't always had our interests in mind and have tried to manipulate us in a way, but our vibration is raising to a place where we no longer have to be concerned with that. It's about the collective consciousness. If the collective is at a high vibration, it's like, think of a healthy body. If you're healthy, bacteria cannot be hosted in your body. It's like the same thing. If the Earth's vibration is at a high vibration, it's so high that it cannot no longer host these parasitic type of things that can affect our energy. So we have the Pleiadians, the Arcturians, the Hathors, and the Andromedans. The Andromedans are really considered like angelic beings who are very wise, and there's even called a Council of Andromeda, Andromedan Council, that oversees a lot of different aspects of the universe so that, and helps planets to ascend. They're just like, you can think of like the Senate for the United States or for whatever country you're in. There is a galactic senate, so to speak, of all the different planets in the universe, and the Andromedans are on that high council. They're one of the chief people involved with that high council. The Pleiadians are one of our closest neighbors. Are you there, John?
Yeah.
Are the Pleiadians like one of our closest neighbors? Are they like in the neighboring star system? You know a little bit more about that than I do.
Well, they're close. It's not exactly the distance doesn't really matter. It's more of the energy points. So, Alpha Centauri is actually the closest star to our star.
Okay.
And they are interested. Sirius is the main, like, portal way through. It's kind of like the Grand Central Station, because
okay.
That's just where the jump point is to get to our solar system, but they've always had an interest in us, and they've helped us along the way.
Yeah, and they're still assisting us, and a lot of people say that the Pleiadians had a great influence in Egyptian culture, in the pyramids, and some of the high vibrations that have happened at that particular culture that we still carry into our existence right now. And there's a thing you're going to read about when you read about ascension called activating our DNA. And when you hear about activating DNA, we have dormant DNA. Scientists call it junk DNA, but really we know as spiritual people that it's dormant. And the dormant parts are perhaps connected to some of our star brothers and sisters that we share in common. And that's part of also what they're here to help us, assist us with, is to turn on our DNA and to raise our vibration so that we can ascend into the higher realms. Do you agree with that?
Yep.
Awesome. I don't really want to spend a lot of time talking about ETs because it can get kind of weird for some people, but I want you to be aware, again, don't be scared to ask for help. We're going to do a meditation in just a moment, and pay attention to what comes up during the meditation. You might discover you have extraterrestrial spirit guides. You might have fairy spirit guides. You might be working with Archangel Raphael. You're never alone, and there's so much help out there assisting humanity to ensure that we get through this time period. It's so crucial to our evolution and the entire universe as well. So, John, you ready to do this meditation?
Yep. Or no, just one thing came in quick.
Yeah.
So, on top of the four he mentioned, also the Lyrans and, did you say Arcturians?
I talked about the Arcturians, but I didn't really get into detail on them.
Yeah, just the Lyrans are also ones that are with us a lot. So, like, the five main ones are Tyrians, Andromedans, Arcturians, Pleiadians, and Lyrans. And the Hathors, they're from Venus. They're right next door.
Yep.
So
okay.
I think we're ready to do the meditation.
Awesome. Okay, so I'm going to put on some relaxing music. And wherever you are, just find a quiet place to sit still and be open to receiving the highest good that comes forth, okay? So let me put the music on.
So, wherever you're at, get in the most comfortable position you can. And I want you to bring your attention to your breath. Try to take as deep a breath you comfortably can. Now, just stay with your breath for a little while, sitting in and out the way that is most comfortable for you. I want you to visualize a path in a forest. It's spread out. The sun comes streaming through the canopy of trees, sort of a light green, a nice warm spring summer day. You are barefoot, but the path is covered in soft green moss. You start to walk down the path. What kind of trees are in this forest? What do you see around you? As you continue to go along this path, you find yourself in a clearing. It's wide and big. The canopy is thinner here, and it is brighter. Look as the sun streams through the leaves of the trees. Now look around. What is in this clearing? Any rocks, formations, stumps, a stream, anything that catches your eye. But as you look around, you see someone else in the clearing. This is one or all of your spirit guides that are present. They're coming forth. What do they look like? What is coming to you? What feelings are coming forth? Are they someone that you know? Your guides can approach and hug you and tell you their name. Your guide wants to give you a gift now. Hold out your hand. What is the gift that was given? You hug again. Your guide nods. It is time for you to go. Come back to now. It reminds you that as you leave, remember that your guides are always with you. That you are never apart, that separation is an illusion, You turn and go back towards the path, turning to wave, but always knowing that you are never apart. And you begin back down the path. And now, when you are ready, I invite you to come back in a way that is most easy for you and most pleasant. When you are ready, you can come back.
Beautiful, John. Thank you so much for sharing that meditation with us.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for sharing all your insights with the listeners out there. It's been a very knowledgeable show. I know there was a lot of information, but it was great just, you know, having a conversation with you and picking your brain a little bit and just kind of seeing the two of us, what we can come up with together. So can you tell the listeners out there, like, a little bit more about your website? Like, do you have a website, or it's just the Facebook page, right?
It's a Facebook page and my Etsy shop and my YouTube page. I don't have an official website yet. I might just stick with the Etsy shop because it accomplishes everything, and it's quite easy. I know a lot of people do that. A note on that is probably from May to August, unless I have meditations up by then to download, there's not going to be a lot because that's when I'm at my summer job up at a camp in the Lakes region of New Hampshire. And so the internet's spotty, and I don't know if I'd be able to mail things out in a timely manner. So that's just easier for both of us. So,
okay, those links are all on the radio show page if you didn't get a chance to check that out. So, again, this is my guest today was John Magnuson. And it has been a pleasure to have him on my show. There's going to be some other guest speakers coming up in the next couple weeks if you missed it. On April 12th, I'm really excited if you missed it, I'm having Radley Valentine on my show. Radley is the co-author of Angel Tarot Cards with Doreen Virtue. He also authored The Big Book of Angel Tarot, Guardian Angel Cards, Archangel Power Tarot Cards. He is a magical, fun person who I'm really excited to talk to him about manifesting your dreams. And we're going to be taking some of your calls as well. So definitely follow the show if you haven't already to keep up with the current episodes that are coming. On April 19th is going to be talking about Ascended Masters. And that's just me talking with you about Ascended Masters. I can even take some of your calls. On the 26th of April, my guest will be Diego Berman. And Diego, again, is a certified angel card reader, very gifted intuitive, who works with the archangels, and that show is specifically about working with the archangels, how to connect with them, giving you more familiar with all the different energies that are available. So if you'd like to find out more too about myself, you can check out my website. It's ascensionmagic.com, and there's also a Facebook community where you can connect with like-minded people. Every Wednesday, I do a drawing where I pull one person's name and I do a free angel reading with you, so definitely check that out. I'm excited, too, this summer, in June, I will be in San Francisco at the San Francisco Pride Fest, and I have a booth there, so you can come by in person, get a reading with me, see me in person, and just I'd love to share your positive energy and to put that out there in the universe. So there's some great things on the horizon. I'm really grateful for John for being on my show today. I'm grateful for all the energy of all of you that have listened live and on rebroadcast. And I want you to remember that you're never alone. The angels are always with you. Your guides are with you. And if you need assistance, call upon them. And know and always tell yourself that all is well. All is well. And as we do every week, we're going to end with a little bit of love. This is me singing, if you didn't know that. So here we go.